anything you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. You get to create the content that you see there. Everything on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. And you can add to it. You can submit content, find a news article, blog post, YouTube video, something you want to share with other listeners. You can just submit it there at freetalklive.com, and then it'll appear on the site for people to vote on. You can vote up what you like and vote down what you don't. Freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Mark in Utah to kick things off this hour, listening to KZNU in St. George. Hey, Mark.
Hi. I just kind of want to make a comment about the last caller that was talking about who holds the national debt, or I guess what you'd call bonds in the country. And I think that he, well, from what I've read, he's incorrect about saying that it's the majority of U.S. debt is held by foreign nationals or foreign countries.
Yeah, I should have caught
that. Mentioned China. He mentioned China, and from the last thing I read about it, and sometimes it's hard to get the exact data, the Chinese probably own something between 8 and 12% of the U.S. debt, and that's a substantial amount. It's definitely enough that if the U.S. dollar collapsed, they would suffer from that. But the vast majority of debt, and when I say majority, I mean literally over 50% of the debt, is held by American citizens and American nationals. And it's something that goes back from the Federal Reserve System is a lot different than the National Bank, which existed from the time of George Washington's presidency. But the idea behind it is the same. And it's the idea that when you tie the nation's like credit to the wealthiest members of the nation, then and you can make sure that they are going to see a profit or see returns on that, that the country will continually be able to be fed by their investments. And even though they don't get back everything, they basically get back the dividend, that it can continually kind of create this this like everlasting pool of money that doesn't actually fully exist. Even in the time of Alexander Hamilton, I believe that in actual physical specie like gold, the United States National Bank only ever held about 15% of what they actually claimed to hold through bonds. And so when inflation, as they control the inflation, and the U.S. doesn't have huge inflation, but it is affecting the cost of the everyday American lives, especially the ones that don't have their money tied up into that. You know, you have $1,000 in the bank. Well, in 10 years, that $1,000 is going to be equivalent to, you know, especially if you're making almost no interest, it's probably going to be more equivalent to maybe $950. And so
in 10
over
years,
time,
well, you should in 10 years, I think it'll be less than that.
It probably is. I'm just giving a very conservative estimate. I'm just saying that
really conservative.
You're losing through inflation more than you're getting from any kind of money that you don't hold in these high-yield bonds.
I was doing my own grocery shopping 10 years ago, and bread didn't cost what my wife is spending on it now by any stretch of the imagination. Mm. She's spending like $4 a loaf or something like that.
Two or one, right?
Yeah, less than two.
Yeah.
It was like $1.50. And I'm sure she's buying higher end bread than I was buying, but I would say that when you're looking at real things like food, fuel, and housing, there's been some really significant changes. The consumer price index doesn't rate those things,
which is interesting because they're the most costly parts of the normal American's existence.
Big fat lies.
Anyway, that was just the comment I was going to make. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
And this is what it comes down to. It gets very complicated, but it's true that when he says that, basically, it's the Federal Reserve, which is a group of banks, not a government agency. It's sort of a quasi-agency, but they've come together to be the lender of last resort to the United States federal government. So when he says U.S. nationals, he means essentially a small group of U.S. nationals, not like every U.S. citizen. So a citizen, you know, like the United States government isn't buying the United States government's debt. The Federal Reserve, which isn't the United States government, is buying its debt. Mm-hmm. And these are the bankers to which the United States government is beholden that you know nothing about as a citizen. And, you know, they're very secretive. It's difficult to even know who the member banks are. They've changed over time.
You're welcome to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XBN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We talked earlier about Twitter and a Twitterer who has been had his home raided by the police in Peoria, Illinois. On the other hand, there's another person who's been on Twitter who claims she's gotten PTSD from this. Apparently, Mark, you posted this earlier today on Free Talk Live's Facebook page, and a lot of people were commenting on this story.
Scoffing, mostly.
DailyMail.co.uk reporting on a Washington woman that's come under fire over claims that her PTSD was caused by online harassment and Twitter trolls is equal to that of military veterans. Melody Hensley says she was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder 16 months ago following online abuse, which she says is the result of her being an outspoken feminist and atheist. She caused upset to many military veterans and their families and friends when she claimed that her PTSD from Twitter trolls was as bad as the mental anguish suffered by those who are on active duty. Ms. Hensley, head of an organization promoting secular ideas.
I guess I agree with this lady to some extent. PTSD is something that comes from your mind, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's not every mind isn't the same. There are some people that can walk on a battlefield, slit everybody's throat with a bayonet, you know, stab them in the gut, walk off the battlefield, fly home in a plane, and go to work and
play with their kids.
They're fine, right? Like, there are people that have this mind.
I don't think there are too many of those people, but yes, those people must exist. They're called psychopaths.
No, the people that can compartmentalize in a very specialized way. People come home. It affects, oftentimes, war can affect people poorly and this kind of thing, and it takes a long time to get over, but there are people that can do this. There are other people that can look at the pictures online of the war experience, and then they feel they're affected as though they were in the battle. Because, yeah, she wasn't over there fighting a war. She was just being hassled because, I'm guessing, she's a jerk online, is my guess. I mean, I'm just...
It seems like she's a female David New York.
I don't know. I mean, she just let's go ahead and say, for the sake of argument, that she's internalizing abuse that maybe she focused on herself. She says, I'm a feminist and I'm an atheist. You know, these aren't really relevant parts of the conversation until you start blaring them all over the internet. And then
if you go on a forum full of Christians and post about your atheism, you're probably going to get some pushback.
If you treat people like you're an a-hole, you're going to get treated back like, you know, I mean, this is the push and pull of it. So do I think she could have can be experiencing PTSD to a high level? Yes, I do.
Now, you claim you have it from going to church or something, right?
I believe that, you know, I think that I'm not going to go so far as to claim that my PTSD is bad as some soldiers, but... You know, the fact is, some soldiers don't experience PTSD at all, so I suppose that the claim would be valid. But yeah, I believe that my religious indoctrination as a young person caused essentially PTSD in me. I was threatened with eternal damnation, torture for all eternity. Mm-hmm. I developed some ideas around that, and at some point or another, my mind revolted against that teaching, and I had a very difficult time because there's an incredible amount of fear.
Well, you've beaten it logically, but it doesn't stop those ideas from coming back and sort of staying with you over time, and haunting you. Right?
I've been working on it. I think that
better, but they keep coming.
It does happen. Less so now, but it has happened in the past.
Ms. Hensley is the head of an organization promoting secular ideas. She suffered from PTSD for more than a year, according to her Twitter account. In an interview with Daily.com, Ms. Hensley says she became a target for atheist, misogynists, and men's rights activists a few years back. So actually, apparently it was her own atheists that were attacking her here. We'll give you more
That's
details.
That's happened in the atheist world. There's this sort of schism over feminism.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Do you think that there's a valid claim that one could have PTSD from arguments online with people? Really? It's Free Talk Live. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bogle here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Can one get PTSD from getting in online arguments with people? Having people send you nasty messages over your Twitter account on a message forum, for instance. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, there have been plenty of instances, for instance, on the Free Talk Live BBS, where people have gotten into some pretty heated debates and name-calling.
I mean, this is not an uncommon thing on the internet. People who are feeling safe behind the comfort of their keyboard and their mouse and the screen, and, you know, they can say what they want without actually having to look somebody in the eyes. You know, people will be nastier online because of that. That seems to be the way things go. And now you've got a lady who's claiming she has PTSD. She is living in the Washington. I'm not sure if it's D.C. It doesn't make it clear here if it's Washington State or D.C. But anyway, her name is Hensley, Melody Hensley, and she claims that as a result of online harassment, she's now suffering from PTSD that is as severe as men who've been in wartime. Do you believe that?
I don't believe it. One of the problems I have at the outset, and I don't like to argue semantics too much, but I've always understood trauma to be a physical injury, as in blunt trauma and so forth. So psychological trauma is sort of a contradiction in terms.
So you don't believe in PTSD at all, then?
I don't know. I believe that you could have PTSD if you've been subject to or witness to a trauma of some kind, like somebody getting their nuts blown off
or
getting
their head bashed
in.
Okay.
Yeah. But getting into arguments online, I don't think can cause PTSD. I think it can cause discomfort. And
what about threats of violence? Do you actually have to see the violence to be threatened by to experience PTSD? So if, for instance, you were, you're a veteran, you're captured by the enemy, you're held in some kind of confinement or whatever, and every day they say, good job, Wesley. Tomorrow, most likely kill you in the morning, or whatever it is that they say, and then they're convincing in the way that they say it. Can you have PTSD in that way?
No, I don't think so. You can have something else and something that can ruin your life, but PTSD for me is when you have been in Baghdad for a year and you've seen it all. Yeah, there've been concussive blasts happening around you, and like I say, you've seen these horrific things, and then when you go back home, the war comes back home with you. That's PTSD.
I don't know if I would be as, I guess, I don't think I would come as far as you would on this one, Johnny Ray. Like, I share some of where you're coming from, but I think that being held against your will in a prison cell and being threatened with violence and or being subject to hearing violence, like even if they never actually did put you to death, even after threatening you, but you're hearing, you know, blood-curdling screams in the background, people being tortured, I mean, you know this could come around on you. I could see that as being pretty traumatic.
The way I see it, and I'm not trying to mitigate anything for this woman, I believe she's probably brought all the trauma that she's experienced on herself. That's the way I see it. I mean, there's an off button on that machine.
That's my point.
But I do think that, you know, that she's experienced the trauma, and you know, because your mind, look, your eyes, your ears, your nose, all your senses, these are inputs into your brain. Your brain experiences threats in whatever way your brain experiences threats. So, whether it's, you know, visually you see what may happen to you, what has happened to your friends, you know, you feel guilt in that arena, whatever it might be that causes the PTSD, I absolutely think that a person who, you know, has a certain type of mind can internalize that from she's probably received threats. There's no doubt about it on the internet. Happens
who hasn't?
All the time.
I mean, anybody who's outspoken about something, there's a good chance somebody's going to threaten you at some point.
The
best thing you can do is hit the delete button. I mean, if you want to get all paranoid about it, that's up to you.
So that's my.
And that's the other thing here. If you're being held in a foreign prison or even a local prison, and it's an awful experience, you're held there against your will. You pointed out she could turn this off. She could stop checking the messages on Twitter. She could stop going onto the forums where it is that she's getting into these arguments with people. But like our one-time caller, Dave in New York, who was always calling and complaining about how awful people were to him online, turned out that he was the one who was evoking a lot of that. It was his posts that were, that were starting a lot of the conversations. Yeah, and that he was not exactly being Mr. Friendly and just being attacked for being a good guy. He was being awful and was being attacked by other awful people. I mean, you're not going to get what you put out there. And so who knows what this lady's been posting to elicit the responses that she's been receiving. She claims that the hate is coming because she's an atheist and a feminist, and apparently some atheists do not like feminists. So they've gotten into online debates.
Well, feminism is this topic that can, it spans a broad spectrum. I don't know what she means when she says feminist. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some people that, some feminists that believe that what they call penis in vagina, so P-I-V sex, is always rape.
Whoa.
So, sex. Coitus, as we have defined it for tens of thousands of years among human beings.
Even if she's begging for it, it's rape.
Rape. Now, I would suspect, I'm just going to apply,
I'd love to hear the argument for that one.
Well, go look. Just look it up. Feminism, B-I-V, you'll find it.
Okay, great.
It's out there. I'm just assuming that these are lesbians that don't want men messing with what they consider to be their turf. I don't know. That's just me coming up with something. They've got all their arguments, whatever they might be. There's also feminists that believe that women should have the right to vote and own property. Now, it's pretty difficult to argue for the former and against the latter, in my mind. So I don't know what she means when she says a feminist. I do know that there are lots of atheists out there, many of whom don't get in arguments at all about their beliefs online because they don't think it's of any value. Most of the atheists that get in arguments online are damaged goods like me and had their religious experiences.
You got something to prove.
Yeah, sort of. They're messed up. And, you know, I can say I've said some pretty mean things to some people online regarding religion. I want to kind of tick them off. You know why? Because I'm ticked off when it comes to religion. I'm arguing with the old me, not with you online. And so I wouldn't doubt at all she's had some pretty horrifying experiences.
Okay, so I have found an article about this PIV thing. We'll have to talk about that here in a little bit. More, though, about this lady who is claiming she has PTSD, Melody Hensley. One man in particular has waged a 2-year hate campaign against her by publishing her tweets using Storify. Others have cut and pasted her tweets into YouTube videos.
Stop tweeting!
Belittling her claims of PTSD. So you're right. Now that she's had people making fun of her for a while online, and that's been upsetting. Now she's claiming to have PTSD, so of course they're making fun of her having PTSD, and that's further upsetting to her.
Well, and there's also, you got to toss into this little blender of nutty. You've got to throw in the sort of the soldier worship that goes on around the world, especially in Western countries.
Yeah.
At least that's my experience. And so, you know, when she compares herself in any way to somebody who's signed up to kill and die for politicians in whatever capital they might be, that's going to be really upsetting to people, specifically people that like the flags of those countries.
She says that she was bedridden for the first 6 months during her diagnosis, and that a cyber mob of more than 400 people have been harassing her.
Bedridden, but still could check her online stuff and tweet.
That's true. 855-450-FREE. She does remain active on Twitter, and even though she's working from home now as a result of her PTSD. What do you think? Is this lady for real? You believe this? It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Melody Hensley, the lady who's claiming she has PTSD from her online interactions, she's got 3,000-some followers on Twitter. She says, I'm an activist. Staying off the internet isn't a choice for me. You'd be asking me to give up who I am and my job. That will never happen. Yet at the same time, she's claiming that it was the internet, the people on the internet. Over 400 people, she claims, have been harassing her. A cyber mob, as she called it. And she's claiming to have PTSD, wondering how you feel about it. Is this even possible? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, because it sounds like she's traumatized herself into having this PTSD. It's not like anything, you know, it's not like she witnessed some sort of horrors of war or had any sort of external trauma happen to her that she couldn't control. She absolutely can control all of this, and she can certainly control her response to it. When people are nasty to you online, you just don't take it seriously. It's just a Twitter account.
Well, hold on just a second. I mean, I don't know how this lady was here, but I mean, I get the everything I've read in this entire article says to me, online a-hole. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know her. I don't know how she's been, but I know me, and I have been online, and I have acted like a jerk in the past. You cannot expect to go online, act like a jerk, and people just to see, the wisdom of the crap you have said, and be convinced, and then suddenly treat you well.
No, this it's going to be a stream of putrid filth spat back at you.
Right. So, you have not done us a favor with your golden shower of
the
knowledge.
The internet's going to take your nastiness, amplify it by 10, and feed it right back
to
you.
That's what they do.
Melody Hensley is traumatized by a relative lack of attention. She needs the the attention. She needs the attention of certain people, and the mythical 400 haters aren't giving her the kind of attention she wants.
Right, she wants all positive attention, but I'm sorry, lady, if you're claiming you're an activist and this is what you live for, then get with the program, because if you're an activist and you have any kind of impact, people are going to hate you. There's no doubt about it.
As a matter of fact, you know, now that Bitcoins are getting popular, people are hating on Bitcoins. Paul Krugman has got all kinds of bad things to say about Bitcoins. And Bitcoins don't even have a personality. They're not out there doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and most of the adherents to Bitcoins, they aren't terrible jerks about it. Maybe some are. I don't know. I haven't seen it too bad. Certainly, they've got some bad things to say about the Federal Reserve. But if you want to get some Bitcoins, if you think that, you know, perhaps the... Maybe you think the U.S. dollar's days are numbered and that some new technology in the area of currency is going to step in, and that technology is here now in the form of Bitcoin. Certainly many people believe this. That means that it's a good time to get Bitcoins now. The way to do that, cashintocoins.com. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer. The rates are great. Cashintocoins.com. As a matter of fact, I believe that the rates are the best I've seen anywhere for getting Bitcoins, but I could be wrong. I haven't checked everywhere. Cashintocoins.com. Orders under $40 carry no fee. So just get a little and try it out. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, so toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. Any other thoughts you guys want to share about this lady claiming she has PTSD from what people have been saying to her online?
I believe her laughable claim.
You think she does have PTSD?
I do.
Because she's done it to herself?
I think she was mental from the get-go.
You think the PTSD started before the internet harassment? Or?
No, not the PTSD, but I think that she internalizes stuff way too, you know, she's just a little mental from the get-go, and mm-hmm. then, you know, that results in, you know, bad behavior that she then thinks people should treat her well for. And I've seen it over and over again. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know her. I'm just looking at the article and seeing what I see, and that's what comes to my mind.
Johnny's shaking his head.
I have nothing to add.
All right. Your thoughts are welcome here. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He is on the line on Skype. Hey, Phoenix.
Hey, guys. It sounds to me like this lady just wasn't aware of the level of connectivity that you get when you go online, and she just needs to have a little bit thicker of a skin. I mean, she obviously didn't put up that, have that thicker skin, so she was able to be hurt and scarred and traumatized by the level of connectivity that she got, because obviously there was people that didn't agree with how she feels. And when you put your opinions out there into the ethers of humanity, you have to be prepared for all, you know, all colors of the rainbow.
One has to wonder, was this her first time online? Did she just get online for the first time and open up a Twitter account and start tweeting? I mean, how could you possibly go so far as getting on Twitter without knowing the sort of the demeanor of people on the internet and how people behave when they are anonymous and they are having their identities protected? I mean, that brings out the worst in people, and it doesn't take very long to figure that out, and it certainly doesn't, at least, you know, maybe it's just me having been on the internet for so long. I've steeled myself to this. It doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want about me, and it's fine. It doesn't get to me at all. I mean, sticks and stones.
Well, that is true, Ian. The longer you're out there, the less it tends to hurt. So, yes, she definitely, that would be something I would be wondering, is how long she's actually, I mean, is she a 65-year-old grandmother?
No, she's a young woman.
Well, not particularly young, but
she's young as in, like, maybe early 30s at the latest.
That looks about right.
Yeah, she grew up. She's my age. She grew up with all of, you know, she's an 80s baby. She should be well aware.
Absolutely. There's no excuse here. What else did you want to share with us tonight, Phoenix?
That's about it. I'd love to give another shout-out for Khan Academy.
Khan Academy. This is the online schooling thing. That's was it free?
It's a MOOC.
What?
Yeah, I've been studying.
It's a MOOC, a massively online...
Is it a Q? M-U-Q?
M-O-O-C. M-O-O-C.
Online college?
I think that's the last two. That's the last two letters.
Massive open online course.
Groovy. There you go. Yeah, you like it, huh, Phoenix?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been studying computer science.
How do they make money? Do people just donate to them?
I don't know. I don't even really see a donation button at all.
Is it really Bill Gates funding
it? Yes.
Interesting. It's Salman, well, Salman Khan is the man behind it, and he's a big supporter of Bitcoin. He does. He's got a whole series of classes about Bitcoin on at Khan Academy.
Cool. Phoenix, thanks for the
he's
call.
He's controlled tonight. By the New World Order, Johnny Ray.
So, yeah, you know, feel free. You can call in and be nasty to us, and we're not going to come down with PTSD claims about it. If you're getting too much guff on the Internet, cut back, man. You don't have to be on there at all times. Oh, Mark is making a finger in his hand motion to indicate we should talk about PIV, I'm guessing. Is that what you're getting
at
there?
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with that, Mark. This is pretty ridiculous here. PIV is always rape, okay, is the name of the story from witchwind.wordpress.com. Just to recall a basic fact, intercourse slash PIV is always rape, plain and simple. This is a developed recap from what I've been saying in various comments here and there in the last 2 years or so. So this is where she sums it up. I'm presuming it's a she. As a rad femme, as in radical feminist, I've always said PIV, that is, penis in vagina, is rape. And I remember being disappointed to discover that so few radical feminists stated it clearly. How can you possibly see it otherwise?
Stated it clearly. You mean sided with your bananas opinion?
Intercourse is the very means through which men oppress us, from which we are not allowed to escape.
It's with our mesmerizing organs.
Yet, some instances of or PIV and intercourse may be chosen and free. That makes no sense at all. Well, I just, what about the opposite? What about VOP? What about vagina over penis? Isn't that also equally as true as PIV? I mean, hasn't this woman ever had sex on top?
I am sick of your white male privilege. You're just spouting off here.
First, she says, intercourse is never sex for women. Only men experience rape as sexual and define it as such. Sex for men is the unilateral penetration of their penis into a woman, or anything else replacing and symbolizing the female orifice, whether she thinks she wants
it or not.
Yeah,
that's pretty much
true for me. Sex for a woman is a surrender, and sex for a man is a conquest.
I don't agree with that at all.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's plenty of women out there conquesting men. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control here. Your thoughts on PIV? Coming up, Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, PIV. I had not heard of it until tonight. It apparently stands for penis in vagina. No, this is not some sort of pandering to the lowest common denominator. This is really, like, this isn't about joking about sex. These feminists here...
This are, woman...
Presumably there's more than one that believes this.
Probably a handful of people that believe this.
And presumably it is a woman who's writing at witchwind.wordpress.com saying that PIV is always rape. Anytime intercourse happens, whether consensual or not, she's saying it's rape. And we're going to continue the story. You're also welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you believe this. I can't imagine anybody does. But if you do actually believe this, we'd love to hear from you.
I actually kind of do believe it a little bit.
Oh, come on. Really?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but I think there's a kernel of truth in here.
You're going to have to tell me more about that.
Based on what I said at the end of the last segment.
The webcam, by the way, is available for you. Archives, YouTube. Now we've got YouTube archives. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com to watch the show. The cam version of the show, it's uploaded every single night, presuming something doesn't go wrong with our recording software, which happened on one night. But we still have archives in audio form that go back for years as well. You can grab all of that over at freetalklive.com and enjoy it. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take $5 a month in from you, and then generous contributors will double your $5, so it'll become $10. And that money will all be invested into Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations and do internet advertising. We're doing Google AdWords right now, where we're reaching out to people who are searching for generic things like talk radio online. We want to show them ads about Free Talk Live and get them to click over and listen to our program so they'll encounter the ideas of freedom. If you think we're doing something valuable on this program in introducing new people to the ideas of liberty, then please get behind the show with the AMP program. You get perks, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, and the brand-new AMP-only Facebook group, which has been very popular, very active, probably one of the most active groups that I'm on. These days. And I'm in a lot of groups.
So, again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure appreciate it. Your AMP dollars will be doubled for the next several months, so now's a great time to get behind the show and help us out. It makes a big difference when you do it. amp.freetalklive.com. PIV, the author over at witchwind.wordpress.com, claims that intercourse is never sex for women. She goes on to claim that whether she thinks she wants it or not, it's the definition of rape, that he will do it anyway, and that he uses her and treats her as a receptacle in all circumstances. It makes no difference to him experiencing it as sexual. That is, at the very least, men use women as useful objects and instruments for penetration, and women are dehumanized by this act. Well, it is an act of violence.
So here's what I don't understand is she's making the claim that women can't do the same thing, apparently. You know, let's say that I'm having sex with some woman simply for the purpose of having sex as opposed to having sex with her. I'm not making love. I'm having sex, or whatever distinction you want to make. Can't she be doing the same thing? And if so, am I just a receptacle for her lust? And am I being raped? Because I don't think you are. I mean, like, rape occurs in your mind, not in the author's mind.
Well, why not turn it around in a different way, Mark? I mean, using the term receptacle doesn't really make sense when it comes to a man. But what about the idea that the woman is consuming the man's genitals? I mean, this is she's enveloping the man's genitals, and so therefore showing her domination of the man. I mean, that's kind of a dominant thing to do, right? To grab a hold of somebody in that way?
I guess so. I mean, I don't understand any of this at all. I mean, rape is rape has to do with consenting adults. If
it
you
does.
Have consenting
yes.
adults, therefore you don't have rape, and this woman is bat-ass crazy.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, I guess we can talk about what crazy people say, but this is what's going on here.
Well, the argument that she's making about how one of them is a rod that goes inside the other person and invades the other person, that washes with me, I think is the right term. It makes sense to me, yeah. And I think you'll find that a higher percentage of women like to be bound in some way, or like to have their wrists held behind their back, or have their hair pulled, then you're going to find men who like that.
I have heard, and it's not like I've done any deep research on this or anything like that, but I've heard that the that rape fantasy for women is as common as the two-on-one fantasy is for men. I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it. That's fine by me. But if you, I mean, that doesn't make it rape. Like, the rape fantasy isn't rape. Rape fantasy is a domination fantasy. Because you can, you know, if some point or another, when the safe word is not used, then, well, is not acknowledged, then you actually have rape. And then that person's not going to like it very much anymore. It's the rare person that likes actual rape.
I cannot remember what the explanation was for the commonness of the rape fantasy. We had talked about this previously in the past, and there was an interesting, because I'm shocked by it. Like, why would somebody want that? Why is that something that is attractive to anybody? And there was a decent explanation for that, and I'm spacing out on what that was.
I haven't
heard it at all. So if you recall, feel free to share it here at 855-450-FREE. Jordan is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to hit on those two topics that you're talking about, the PIV and the PTSD.
Yes, sir.
First, with the PTSD, I mean, seriously, come on. She's just an attention whore. You know, I hate to say it like that, but it's the internet. You know, if you go on the internet, you can easily just as fast get off the internet and turn off your computer and walk away from, you know, your computer. Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't disagree that she's a drama queen, no doubt about it, but, you know, fine.
All right.
And, you know, I think she's really just doing that for attention. And, That's all it really comes down to. If you really are that offended by something on the internet,
turn it off.
Or
so what about your thoughts on PIV, Jordan?
PIV, I don't even know where to start with these feminist men.
This is not a common feminist thought.
Right. She's upset at other feminists for not being as radical as she is.
Yeah, but many radical feminists would say this lady's nuts. I mean, this is, at this point, I'm just willing to say that this is either a crazy person or a man trolling.
That is a possibility. I think there was a rule 36 on the internet. There's no rule on the internet.
Jordan, other thoughts?
They're going back to your other comment. I was actually in a psychology class that talked about these fantasies and about rape. And, you know, it's actually really common that women, actually 62% of women have these fantasies of, you know, of somewhat of a rape scene. Just looking at a real quick statistic here.
And why?
I don't know. It's just how women are, I guess.
I don't know if that's the right answer, but thank you, Jordan, for the call tonight, because I wonder if it would, if that would hold true over different cultures. I don't think it's fair to say that's how women are. There's psychologytoday.com blog site. Why do women have erotic rape fantasies? I don't know if we're going to have enough time to really get into this here. A recent analysis of 20 studies over the last 30 years indicates that between 31% and 57% of women have rape fantasies. These fantasies are frequent or preferred in 9 to 17% of women. Considering that many people are ashamed to report rape fantasies, these stats are likely lowball figures. In my personal experience, most women, this is a man who's writing this, really appreciate subtle to moderate domination in the bedroom, a little forceful restraint, a little pain, as long as they feel safe. I had one girlfriend who wanted me to call her a slut, but that was pushing my boundaries, though I didn't mind calling her naughty, etc., for expressing pleasure at whatever I was doing to her. The whole, you shouldn't like this, but I know you do routine. She explained that sexuality was taboo in her household growing up, so pretending that she was being corrupted by someone else freed her to go along with the illicit activities and indulge in her repressed desires. Not all of our play followed this narrative, but when it did, the temperature rose. Research into rape fantasies hasn't been particularly well publicized. Many people don't want to acknowledge that women have them for fear the news will incite or excuse real rape. See, women want it after all. But I follow the Kinsey line that it's better to study the disturbing parts of human sexuality than to keep them in the dark. Then some studies done, they combined 20 of them into a meta-analysis and a whole field of theory to evaluate the 8 potential explanations for women's rape fantasies. And we will save those for tomorrow night on Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.